Good morning. It's Thursday, the 7th of May, 2026. This is the AI Meze from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. The UAE just stood up the world's first national lab for testing and certifying AI agents. Khwarizmi Ventures closed the first slice of a new $70 million Gulf fund, and Du teamed up with a steel pipe maker on what's now the country's first sovereign industrial Ivory Vision platform. First up, the assurance story. On the 5th of May, the US Cybersecurity Council, Cisco, and Open Innovation AI unveiled the National AI Test and Validation Lab in Abu Dhabi, with Emircom as the in-country delivery partner. The lab is already operational, and it's built to test models, agents, and full AI applications against a national certification mark for security, safety, and trustworthiness. Here's the part that matters. The technical stack is unusually concrete for a government lab. Cisco's AI-ready infrastructure provides the secure networking and the NVIDIA GPU compute. Open Innovation AI supplies the orchestration and the policy conformance software. And the facility is engineered to scale to tens of thousands of agent evaluations per year. Risks tested include data leakage, prompt injection, jailbreak resistance, and autonomous agent vulnerabilities. Results are mapped to global standards plus the UAE's own national controls. Who is this for? Federal and local government bodies, critical national infrastructure, and the regulated commercial sectors that have been the loudest about wanting clarity on AI risk. That's financial services, healthcare, energy, and telecommunications. Local AI developers can also bring products in for market-ready certification. So why does it matter? The UAE has been promising agentic AI at the heart of half its government within 2 years. That promise was always going to run into one awkward procurement question, namely, how do you certify an autonomous system you don't fully understand? By making the validation infrastructure a national utility rather than a per-vendor problem, the UAE has just turned AI assurance into a competitive moat for the country itself. Now, story number two, the capital story. On the 6th of May, Riyadh-based Khwarizmi Ventures announced the first close of Khwarizmi Venture Capital Fund 2 at more than $70 million. Checks between $1 and $5 million per company, with capacity to follow on through Series A? The fund is sector agnostic, but has openly flagged fintech, consumer technology, and AI applications as priority lanes for Gulf founders. The team has signaled an ambition to push Fund 2 beyond $100 million at final close. The firm is led by managing partner Abdulaziz Alturki, alongside partners Homam Madawi and Arjun Chopra, and founding partners Dr. Ibrahim Almajel and Yasser Al-Qadi. Fund 1 has already produced 5 exits and has begun returning capital inside its first 5 years, which by MENA Fund Life standards is genuinely fast. The macro context is the part that should make Gulf founders sit up. Saudi startups raised $1.7 billion across 257 transactions last year, growth of 145% year on year, and yet seed and Series A capital with conviction at the AI application layer is still thin in the region relative to demand. Khwarizmi is positioning Fund 2 to write into exactly that gap. The timing also lines up with Saudi Arabia's Year of Artificial Intelligence designation, which has nudged corporates and government procurement to look harder at locally built tools. Why does this matter? For most of the past year, the MENA AI funding story has been dominated by sovereign-scale infrastructure checks and a handful of mega-rounds. What's been missing is patient, opinionated capital at the layer where most actual AI products get built, the $1 to $10 million zone. Fund 2 is the clearest signal yet that local LPs are willing to underwrite that thesis at scale. Okay, story number three, the deployment story. Also on the 6th of May, at Make It in the Emirates 2026, Dew and Algarbia Pipe Company unveiled a co-developed industrial AI vision platform. It's deployed across Algarbia's longitudinally submerged arc-welded steel pipe manufacturing operations in Abu Dhabi. The signing was led by Fahad Al-Hassawi, CEO of Dew, and Noritsugu Mifune, CEO of Algarbia. And here's the architectural choice that matters. The platform is running on Dew's sovereign cloud rather than any hyperscaler. The platform combines AI visual quality inspection, real-time operational dashboards, fleet and logistics monitoring, and traceability across the production line. Algarbia is part of the Senayat and ADQ industrial portfolio, which means the deployment is also a lighthouse project for Abu Dhabi's broader Industry 4.0 push, not a one-off engineering pilot. The wider context is Dew's role as strategic partner of the intelligence hub at Make It in the Emirates 2026, where it's running live demos of predictive maintenance, anomaly detection, and supply chain optimization against actual UAE manufacturing data. The Algarbia partnership is the proof point that turns those demos into a referenceable in-production deployment. Why does this matter? The UAE has spent 2 years arguing that sovereign AI infrastructure is not a slogan but a procurement category. a telecom co-developing an industrial AI platform with a steel manufacturer on local cloud signed at CEO level, is exactly the evidence that argument needed. It also signals where the next wave of regional AI revenue actually sits. Less in foundation model bragging rights, and more in deeply embedded industry-specific tools that the buyer can put on a sovereign data contract without an asterisk. And now, the AI in Arabia view, read together, the three stories trace a single arc the region has been waiting for. The UAE has built the assurance layer. Khwarizmi has lit up the application layer checkbook. And Do with Al Garbia has produced the kind of in-production reference deployment that makes the whole stack feel less hypothetical. For the first time, the Gulf can credibly claim it has the certification, the capital, and the customer all moving in the same direction at the same time. That is a meaningfully different posture from 12 months ago when each piece was running on its own clock. The takeaway is straightforward. Vendors should plan to land their products inside the new UAE certification regime sooner rather than later. Because the moment the first regulated buyer asks for a national mark, anyone without one becomes a riskier purchase. Founders should treat the Khwarizmi close as a permission slip to talk about AI as an application layer rather than a moonshot, and to size rounds accordingly. And policymakers across the region should note that the bar for a credible national AI strategy has just been quietly raised. From headline funds and talent visas, to a working test lab plus a real production deployment you can point to, that is the new floor. That's the AI MEZ for Thursday from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. We'll see you tomorrow.